Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Atlanta! It's Friday! What's going on? Mike Bell's out. My man Abe Gordon's in.
We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey man. We are happy to have you here with us. We know a lot of people are making their way out of town. Maybe you're making your way into town. How was your traffic, by the way, coming in today? How was your traffic?
It was great for me. Okay. I came in at like noon. So,
you were here 2 hours ago.
I was. It was great for me, but I heard it's a busy traffic day. I saw one member of our production team slide in a little later than normal.
Why are you putting people on blast? Why you got to put people on blast like that?
I don't know
what
you're talking about.
I mean, everybody's here on time. The show doesn't start till 2 o'clock. You know, I thought it'd be hell on the connector, and it really wasn't. I mean, I was able to slide on and get to 14th. No issues, Day-Day. No problems today with the traffic?
No, not for me, actually. I mean, and I take surface streets because of where I'm located.
Yeah.
So I kind of back way in, and not too bad. Obviously, with the holiday weekends, the street workers, they typically get the holiday weekends off, things of that nature. So didn't have to deal with any lane closures like I typically do.
No doubt. By the way, be patient out there, right? I mean, people are just holidays come, and everybody just gets so antsy, and you know, they get crazy out there. Take your time.
Well, that's
all right?
What we're here for. You got 3 hours and 55 minutes.
You counting down?
For us? No. Well, I can't lie to the people and say 4 hours.
You
got to be
you.
Accurate.
No, I hear you. But
take your time out there. We'll get you through your drive.
We are going to get you through your drive. And I am super excited today because Acuna for life is back. Ronald Acuna. And for those who don't know, that phrase started with me. Actually, when our old producer, two producers ago, actually, his name is Bo Morgan. He's now on the morning show. You know him as Squid Billy. And we had an argument as he was trying to convince me that Juan Soto was better than Ronald Acuna. And, that's not the case. We know that Ronald Acuna, when healthy, is better than Juan Soto. Now, Soto's gotten more money than Acuna, but that argument goes back 4 or 5 years ago. And I said, Acuna for life, now, forever. I'm always going to be about Acuna. So that's where that comes from. But nevertheless, he is going to make his return tonight, and we're going to talk about it. But before we do, guys, I got some gifts I got to give away. Okay? You guys cool with that? You all right?
Are we in the running for any of these gifts?
Oh, you are?
Okay. I like gifts.
Yes.
All
right, so I'm going to go into my bag here before we get started here. Hold on. First and foremost, I've been telling Dom for the last 2 days that I had a bottle for him. So what's that say right there?
Yeah.
What's that say, Abe?
It says Woodford Reserve.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
It was Dom's birthday a few days ago.
Very kind of you.
And I told him, literally, I had went to the store, and it's sitting in the back of my car, and I left, told him I'd bring it the next day, came in yesterday, and it's sitting in the back of my car. So today I'm like, I got to bring it to him. It's the weekend. So that is yours, sir. So happy birthday. I hope you enjoyed over the weekend. You down with that? Brown liquor? You okay?
Absolutely.
All right,
absolutely.
Let me go back into my bag. I'm going to get another gift here. Hold on.
By the way, I did not know it was Dom's birthday the other day because I just realized Dom and I are not Facebook friends.
Okay. So you didn't know? Like, nobody else told you? Or is that the only way you know that people have birthdays?
Pretty much just okay. Facebook, yeah.
All right, all right. You just, that's the way you keep up. This is for you, all right? I want you to open this on the air.
Not quite the bottle that Tom got.
Well, it's wrapped, but this is for you. It is a, what is that, a Walgreens bag?
It does appear to be.
Okay, go ahead and open that on the air. That is for you, sir. I want to take care of you. Tell the people what that is.
It is a 10-pack of retractable, thankfully they are retractable, ballpoint pens.
And the reason I'm giving you those pens is because the next time I am out, I want you to be able to fire back.
I'm going to wear them. I'm going to wear them across.
I want you to have enough pens to fire back when someone throws a pen at you, sir. Okay? I want to make sure you have ammo and you are locked and loaded. So there you go. A 10-pack of pens for you.
I'm going to go home and set up a target and just start.
You're going to practice over
the
weekend?
You've seen how some throw those little itty-bitty knives like like ninja stars?
Is that what you're going to do?
I'll practice.
Okay, so now you have plenty of practice pins to work with. All right, gifts have been handed out. Let's talk about Ronald Acuna's return. Guys, we're getting a star. Check that. We're getting a superstar back. In Ronald Acuna. And Abe, what's this mean for you in your mind with this lineup and what he brings to the Braves? And by the way, to survive the way we have without Ronald Acuna and to start the way we did without Ronald Acuna, guys, we're in a pretty good position getting him back at this point in the season. And now we just got to sit back and see how things shake out. But what does it mean getting him back for you?
There's two things, right? Because there's the emotional lift that the team, and especially the fans, by the way, are getting from this. And then there's the actual performance, the on-the-field stuff. Is he going to come in and strike out a couple times? Probably. Is he going to come in and maybe not get to that ball in the corner? Probably. I think you have to understand that and expect that, right? Now, we just saw Spencer Strider, right? We were all pumped he came back. Wasn't sharp. Wasn't great. It's okay. That's okay. I think the emotional lift is what's significant initially. And then within a couple of days, a couple of games, hopefully by the start of that Phillies series coming up over the course of next week, that's when you'll see the on-field lift. That doesn't mean he won't come in and hit a bomb either. But look, I watched some of his games in Gwinnett that were streaming. I saw him strike out a couple times. Guys were throwing fastballs. He wasn't quite there yet. I don't care. Like, I'm hyped. And I think the team is hyped. I think that place is – it's probably going to be the best crowd of the season.
I agree.
In terms of energy and electricity tonight.
Yeah, and if you're going tonight, I mean, get ready because, it should be a standing O for him to come back. Remember, he was distraught when he got hurt. He felt like he let us down again. Injuries happen, and it wasn't his fault. Like, it's just you're trying to make a play, and then something happens. And he just felt like, I remember the tweet he put out there, I'm sorry. And it was like, whoa, you know, come on, Ron, it's not your fault. So for him to come back tonight, it is a big deal. And look.
Did you see his tweet last night?
I did. It was great. It was great.
I had to translate it, but of course, saw it eventually.
It was in Spanish, yes. But the Braves lose last night, 8-7. And look, we'll spend time on that. The Nats get two of those games. One was, postponed for rainout. But at the end of the day, this is exciting because this is going to help elevate our offense to the next level. And for all the things that we keep talking about, maybe what we need, some of the moves we want to see. And by the way, if you're wondering, well, how did they make room for Ronald Acuna? They DFA'd Orlando Arcia today. So it's crazy. And Abe and I were talking about this. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike's out. Abe's in today as we get ready for a long weekend. But we were saying, the fall from grace for our Orlando Arcia, where this guy was an all-star.
Yeah.
He was an all-star. And you go, okay. But I never relied on Arcia's bat. He was in there for defensive purposes. And then last year when everybody sucked, and let's just own it, nobody had really a great year, everybody was like, he's not hitting. And I always said, if everybody's hitting, you don't have to rely on Arcia's bat. Well, to make room for Ronald Acuna today, that's the move they make. And I'm not surprised because, Abe, you're getting production from other guys right now, especially at the plate.
Well, and you're also asking the same thing, to your point. Like anything at any point that you ever got from Arcia offensively was a bonus. He was in there because he has good defense. What are we asking of Nick Allen right now? In my personal opinion, the same thing. Just play strong, sound defense. Anything you get from an offensive standpoint is going to be a huge bonus. And by the way, it has been a huge bonus. And I would have said the same thing, by the way, about who had been filling in right field. It's all been a bonus thus far. And so for Nick Allen, look, I don't know if he's the shortstop of the future. If it were my discussion, probably not. But he's the shortstop for the remainder of this season as far as I'm concerned. And I look forward to continually – and by the way, he's not far from Gold Glove stuff himself.
No, he's not.
Defensively.
No,
and
he's
so
not.
I look forward to still seeing him pick it, still seeing him be a problem on the base pass, which is something that we've seen as well. And hopefully he can add to that offense, especially now as the pressure comes off of a number of different guys, including guys like Verdugo or Eli White, Nick Allen. That pressure is coming off because it is going to be put on Acuña. He's going to – handle that pressure. And we've also seen the other aspect is we talked about the boost that you get with Acuña. The Ozzie Acuña thing has to be focused on because for whatever reason, Ozzie's numbers with Ronald in the dugout way different.
They are very close. You know, you could consider them besties. That's cool. They've come up through this thing together. They rely on each other. And, you know, I said to Mike yesterday, because a guy hit us up and said, hey, Dukes, you know, do you think that the relationship with those guys and Acuña not being around has anything to do with Ozzie not playing as well so far this year? I don't know. But I do know this. When you have a support staff or support cast behind you and guys that are know you well and are cheering you on, it does help, you know. And so for him to get Acuña back in the clubhouse and to be on the plane and to be traveling and doing all the things that they do and hanging out and whether it's eating lunches or whatever they do, man, I mean, that matters. But I'm not going to solely say that's the reason. I just don't think Ozzie's been seeing it as well. But as I said, going into last night, he had a 7-game hitting streak. Braves last night scored enough runs to win. And then in the 10th inning, you know, the Nats get it done. But we had a chance, man. Did you think, by the way, Riley being thrown out at the plate, by the way, I thought they had to send him. I thought that
no,
was the right play.
Totally disagree.
I thought that was the right play.
Runners on second and third
send
with
him.
Ozuna coming up.
Send
all
him.
You need is one out. You got a sack fly for the win.
Send him.
I'll take my chances with Ozuna and Baldwin. One of the if Ozuna can get a sack fly, you win. If it's a pass ball, you win. And there's so many different ways you can win from guy on third with one out.
Riley was thrown out at the plate trying to score from first. Then Ozuna flies out to end the inning.
Let's also be clear. He was thrown out by 15 feet.
No, that's true.
It wasn't a close
play.
Because if it was a bang-bang play, I might have gone with you.
Yeah,
it was not close.
No, it wasn't. And that's why I said, though, I didn't have an issue with them sending him. Either way, Braves get back in action tonight against San Diego. They got their own problems we got to talk about. We're coming back, though. B-Mac's going to join us in studio. Brian McFadden, two-time Super Bowl champion. Also on the way a little bit later on in the show, assistant general manager for the Atlanta Falcons, Kyle Smith. Did an interview with him. Wait until you hear what he has to say about the draft, this team, their approach, the front office. He talked about a lot of different stuff. It's on the way here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It is Dukes and Bell. Happy Friday. My man Bryant McFadden, B-Mac, in studio, CBS NFL analyst. You see him all over the place. He's got an incredible camp that they're going to be putting on right here in the A at Milton High School. We were just talking about it off air. And before we get into anything NFL related, because there's a lot of news, but I just want to talk about this because I think it's so beneficial, not just to potential kids that want to get involved, but also parents. So it's the DB Showcase. And B-Mac, welcome into the studio, man. Love you having you in, as always. But guys like Patrick Peterson, yourself, great DBs from around the NFL are going to be a part of this. And I love that you guys are doing this. And this is going down. You can take the date down, guys, June 6th through the 8th. And you were just telling me, you know, you're looking maybe Friday, depending on if you guys get enough folks. And I would hope that you will get interested. A little seminar Friday that you're going to start with?
Yes.
Oh, let's turn this mic on real quick.
Here we go. First and foremost, thank you, man. It's always a pleasure being here and especially being live with you. But yes, Friday, if we get enough participants, we want to make this open to the community along with parents of prospects. We want to have a symposium-like session where we're talking about the ins and outs of NIL. Mm. You know, things to look for, questions to ask in terms of NIL, in terms of recruiting, because there's a lot of fake recruiting going on. Kids are receiving offers, but they're not committable offers. That's a fake offer. If a school recruits you and they say, we offer you a scholarship, and if they said it's not a committable offer, meaning if you were to commit, we're not taking you, that's not a real offer. Because when you're that guy, if you want to commit to that said university, they're not going to turn you away. That's number one. Number two, in terms of this NIL landscape, especially here in the state of Georgia, where you can reap the benefits of NIL opportunities in high school, what to do with the money, how to set up the money, you know, LLCs are things that are very, very beneficial when you're receiving NILs because now you're treating yourself as a business.
Sure.
Everything that you do is to your business. Training, commuting back and forth from practices, commuting back and forth from games. That's all a part of your business. So LLC information, those are things that a lot of parents and players, prospects, they're not aware of, not to mention taxes, the benefits in and out, being able to execute the right things in terms of the tax ramifications if you're doing it the wrong way. You know what I mean? So these are things that we're trying to inform, and we're talking to these parents and these kids based on the war stories that we had to endure when we were professional athletes. So we're using our horror stories to be dreams for them so they don't fall down the same pit holes that we did financially because we didn't have someone to help us and show us the way before we actually got there.
All right, we're going to talk more about this. Again, DB Showcase, June 6th through the 8th at Milton High School.
Yeah.
People want to get involved, they can DM you.
Yeah, hit me up, social media, BMAC_sports talk, you know, on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, man. We want to cater this to defensive backs. So if you're up rising ninth grader to rising senior in the area, Follow me, hit me up on social media, BMAC_sports talk. If you're a nickel, if you're a corner, if you're a free safety, strong safety, if you know how to pedal, if you want to learn and become a better defensive back, we got some of the best to ever do it in the National Football League that will be available in coaching. And we want to make this a community event. So any high school coaches that want to be a part of what we're doing, want to see what we're doing, asking questions about, you know, defensive mindsets and alignments and techniques and plays, we're here. I love ball. I can't play anymore, but I don't mind helping out. You know what I mean? And the rest of the guys that we have involved. You talked about Patrick Peterson, future Hall of Famer. Tim Jennings, he used to be a part, who played at Georgia.
Yeah.
Robert Alford, who played here in Atlanta. Casey Hayward played here in Atlanta as well. Derek Tatum, who runs Elite Academy. He's been profound in the community, helping out with kids. Cresden Butler, who went to Clemson, played at Pittsburgh, Detroit. We got the who's a who. There's a lot of people coming out. And like I said, if you're a high school prospect, play defensive back, rising ninth grader, rising senior, we welcome you. Registration, I can give you all that information, and the same can be said for any high school coaches that are available that weekend. Come out and kick it with us. And most importantly, we're trying to get better on and off the football field.
All right, and we'll put the information out there. I'm gonna put it out there on my social media as well, so you can check it out. Again, Brian McFadden in studio with us, talking all things NFL.
Hey, B-Mac, I got to ask you, because
yes,
he's entering his fifth year, and everyone keeps trying to make it a thing with the Falcons tight end. And I know Zach Robinson was talking about the Falcons OC about Kyle Pitts. And it almost feels like the worst thing that could have happened from us as a fan base and an expectation standpoint is that first year, right? Pro Bowl, over 1,000 yards, hasn't been anywhere close to it. What do we attribute the drop-off over the last 3 years from what he was that rookie year? Because we just can't get away from it. And we keep expecting these big things, especially now as he heads in fifth-year option, but it, essentially a contract year.
Well, initially, outside of his rookie year, the next year, I think, Kyle, correct me if I'm wrong, guys, he was dealing with injuries.
Yes.
So that played a part in the development. But over the last 2 years or so, he's been fairly healthy. Me, personally, I think I see a disengagement in the offense. Either coming from Kyle's side or just the lack of scheme to get him involved. That's an issue. So now if you look at the league in terms of young tight ends, we're seeing young tight ends take over the league, right? I mean, you look at Trey McBride in Arizona, outstanding.
Bowers. LaPorta.
Sam LaPorta. The young tight ends are taking over, and folks here locally felt like Kyle Pitts should be in that conversation. But the disengagement, I think, plays a big part from us not seeing the big time plays that we saw throughout his rookie campaign. Because I was having a conversation, and the first thing the individual said to me, well, the quarterback play wasn't really good a year ago. Well, it didn't hurt Drake London. It didn't hurt Darnell Mooney. It didn't hurt Ray McCloud.
Yeah, right.
Right?
Right.
So it's something about the disengagement, I think, that plays a part. But it sounds like they're trying to have him more involved. And for Michael Penix to be at his best, you got to have tight end production. And for Kyle Pitts, knowing that this is a contract year, they picked up the fifth-year option. So they still believe in you as a player. The time has to be clicking for him and understanding, I got to make it happen right now.
It's B-Mac, guys, in studio with us. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Abe's in for Mike today. What's your take on the tush push, man? They kept it. I said aesthetically, I hate the play because I don't want to see it four, five, six times in the red zone as we did in the playoffs where they just try to do it over and over and over. And, you know, the NFL, I think they were close to banning this. You know, they were two votes shy. And I said, B, I think this is back on the table next year. And I think it's right back on the table next year. What did you make of it, the fact that, you know, Jason Kelce went in there and lobbied the owners?
And he's retired,
yes,
by the way.
Yeah, and they got this done.
You know what? I hate to play as well. I'm right there with you. Most fans, you know, probably feel like how we feel. But to ban a play where the rules were never tampered with makes it an issue for me, because they have allowed the tush push to be a thing, and now it's an issue because they're overly successful against it, and it seems like opposing teams cannot stop it. So why are you banning a play that's within the rules? Do you like it? No, I don't. I hate it. I would hate playing against it, but they didn't do anything in terms of breaking any rule. The integrity of the game is still in play, and they found a way to master it. And I go back to 1998 was the first time we ever saw the Wildcat formation implemented in the NFL game by the Minnesota Vikings, where Randall Cunningham lined up at wide receiver. They ran, played with it a little bit, didn't really take off. But in 2008, when Miami reintroduced the Wildcat against the New England Patriots,
Ronnie
Brown. unstoppable.
Right.
Everyone was like, what is going on? New England didn't have an answer for it. And then they kept, you know, implementing it, using it in their offense. And then eventually we saw other teams doing the same thing. Every level, high school, collegiately, they inserted the Wildcat. But guess what happened? Defenses adjusted. They found ways to slow it down. And now we don't even really see the Wildcat like we used to. So that's the mindset I'm looking at it from. Adjust.
And that Wildcat became the RPO.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, from that, it evolved to, and now everybody runs that, right? Because, oh, well, you got options. And if your quarterback can, you know, play a little bit, you can do some different things. But you're right. I mean, I just feel like, and I said this, you know, Mike and I were talking about this earlier in the week, and he was like, to your point, legally, if it's in the rules, you shouldn't ban it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just being smarter than you when it comes to play calling and coming up with an idea. But I said to him, defensively, if I'm a DC, I can't line 10 guys up under my nose tackle, behind my nose tackle, and push him into the center.
Yep.
We can't do that. That's illegal. So why is the offense able to do that from the running back and the tight end position, and they go into the backfield and they're pushing the quarterback, but yet the defense can't adjust and do those things?
And
that's why I don't like it.
And that puts more of an indictment on the shield, the NFL. Because to your point, one thing I've hated for a long, long time, in the red zone, a runner or a receiver catches the football and offensive linemen come hit them from the back. Or they're hitting us as defenders.
Yes.
That should be illegal.
Right.
But what Philly did was, well, NFL, if you're allowing blockers to help push a ball carrier momentum, use his momentum to get positive yards, well, we're going to do the same thing on the QB sneak. They should have outlawed that because, number one, that's a health
safety issue. Yes.
Number two, he's being pushed, right? If we stop him and he's still trying to, you know, get positive yards, offensive linemen should not be able to come help move the crowd. Move the pile. That didn't make any sense. But what Philly did was I cater their mindset and being creative. Guess what? That's legal. That's not an issue. So we're going to do the same thing, but do so in a quarterback sneak formation. And they've been overly successful in doing it.
You got time? You can hang out? Okay, because we got more questions. We're going to take a quick break. We're coming right back. Bryant McFadden in studio. The DB Showcase going down June 6th through the 8th at Milton High School. We'll give you more information if you're just tuning in. We're coming back. We're going to talk to BMAC about more NFL stuff, including more about our Falcons next.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country. And the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment to local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Join Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and Allie Mack Saturday, 10 to noon at Calavan Kia in Lithia Springs. Guys, join Allie and check out Atlanta's largest selection of new Kias and over 350 used cars. Don't miss your chance also to score a 5-day cruise, Abe. A 5-day cruise for two with every car sold. And that's this Saturday, guys, 10 to noon. Calavan Kia, Lithia Springs on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I say that because Abe is a big cruise guy. Our man in studio, Bryant McFadden, we were just talking off air. I want to go back to this before we move on to some of the other things. And again, the DB camp that they're going to have, guys, it's pretty cool. I'm excited about it. DP Showcase, invite only. But he said hit him up on social media, Facebook. Find him on Twitter, X, all the places, and send him a message and let him know that you want to be a part of this June 6th through the 8th at Milton High School. We were talking about your exclusive with Michael Penix that came out. It's been 2 weeks now?
Mm-hmm. It's about 3 weeks.
Okay.
About 3 weeks.
Yeah. And I remember you hit us up and were like, check this out. Because you'll do this casually. And I click on it, and I'm like, oh, snap! And Mike's like, what? And I'm like, man, B-Mac is, he's got Penix. He's talking with him. He's hanging out. And then I got a chance, obviously, after the show to watch the full video. Tremendous job. But your take about Penix, what did you get from him in that experience? And by the way, if you haven't seen it, it's out there on social media,
yeah,
guys.
Yep.
You can go check it out. Bryant McFadden, they're kicking it in at Waffle House. It's just a great interview. Michael Penix, our Falcons quarterback. What did you get from him that you feel like Falcon fans should know?
He loves football. The man loves football. Does nothing but goes to the facility, practice, workout, film study, go home. Occasionally, he might go to the grocery store, as he stated to me. But outside of really being outside, no, that's not who he is. So if you're a fan of the Atlanta Falcons, you should be elated to know your quarterback is in love with the game. When you have a quarterback that's in love with the game, they're going to do everything in their power to collect as much intel as possible for them to be at their best, and they're going to do everything in their power to make sure the offense, the team, is at their best. That's what the great ones do. Drew Brees dedicated a lot of time at the facility, getting better. Tom Brady, you know what I mean, the greats. And when you have that guy who just, he's in love with the game, you're going to be in a good position, especially in this day and age of how football is looked at, with so much money being thrown around, so many opportunities off the field are being thrown around. This man loves football. Now, he also stated he plays Call of Duty as well.
My man. But, all right.
You know what I mean? But outside of that's what I want.
What's his code? I got to get it for
you.
We got to get on. Oh, I love it. I love it.
Are you nice?
I'm a gamer.
Are you just playing?
No, I play. I told these guys. I get involved, and then I get hooked up, and next thing you know, it's like, you've been down there 4 hours, and
I'm like, my goodness. Yeah, I can't. That's a rabbit hole when you go down that hole.
So that's my issue, but that's awesome. So that's his escape.
That's his escape. And he's trying to get into golf.
Okay.
He talked about that with me, and of course, we got a chance to FaceTime Matt Ryan, and he's trying to get into golf.
That was great, by the way.
But he said he's not good because he hasn't devoted enough time because he don't have time because it's of time. The football element.
You never want your quarterback to be a scratch golfer. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's not great.
Yeah.
I know Mahomes and Steph Curry can get it done, but that's all right. Hey, I do have one more question in regards to Michael Penix for you. Should he play in the preseason? Is there a risk-reward factor there? He's only got 3 games, right? And there's a lot riding on him being at least more than serviceable, right? At worst, a game manager. At best, you know, a guy that is making plays, making guys around him better. Only 3 games coming into the season, though. Should he have some time of active play in the preseason?
No question. No question. With this preseason being shortened to only 3 games, I think it's super important to get your starters out there. Remember, he only played in one preseason game a year ago, which was mind-boggling for me. Kirk Cousins didn't participate at all, which was confusing as well. But throughout time, you saw the lack of a rhythm kind of be put on display because of that. Pat Mahomes plays every preseason. Andy Reid plays his starters every preseason. I understand if someone gets injured, that's the first question you have to answer as a coach. But it's about being prepared. You know what I mean? You don't want to get in a situation where you have a long road trip and you just put that car on the road and you hadn't pat the gas. Right? You want to make sure that gas has been padded so it's ready to go. And I think the preseason is the time to do so.
Yeah, I agree. And especially where we've been the last few years, you know, the Ritter thing played out the same way.
Oh, my.
They didn't play Ritter. And that was a different coach, right?
Yes.
It was a different coaching staff. Arthur Smith admitted to us going into the next season that he blew that. Like, he needed to play him, and he knew it, and he was going to do a better job of getting guys prepared the following season.
Not sure playing in the preseason would have helped Ritter much.
Well,
it might have.
We don't know. But to your point, yeah. Abe, asking about this, I feel the same way. Like, just based on the last few years, we got to see
do
more.
Do it differently.
Yeah.
We
got to see more of it.
I agree.
Let's talk about what else is happening with the league. And you know, the Falcons get a game internationally. Are you for all these international games? I get it. I've always said it's our thing. Like, fans are going to come out in Germany, and, you know, there's a contingent over there for the Falcons. And you go to England, and they come out, and you go to Spain. But it's an American thing, right? Nobody else in the world is playing NFL football. But the NFL continues to expand. And I saw Roger Goodell at the league meetings this week talk about, you know, in 5 to 7 years, we're going to have like 16 games.
It's going to be double digit.
Yeah. Yes. Over internationally.
Yeah.
You for it?
I am for it in terms of the money that is generating, the revenue. I'm for it in terms of trying to globalize the sport in a way we've never anticipated. But I'm against it in terms of the players. The wear and tear. Think about it like this. I remember 2008, Pittsburgh, we're playing Cincinnati in Cincinnati, which is maybe an hour commute on the plane.
Sure.
I broke my arm in that game, right? Of course, they put a hard shell on it. I had to get on the plane and fly. When I tell you the pain that I had to endure for that hour flight was unbelievable.
Because of the pressure.
The pressure and just how uncomfortable I was. But the air pressure made the pain worse. So imagine when you're in Brazil or wherever it is and you have an injury and you got to fly back with that injury and it's an extended flight. It's a 6, 7, 8 hour flight
right.
on an airplane. That's tough. But these are the things that the powers that be, they're not really thinking about. They're just thinking about globalizing, how much money we're going to make. It's going to take the game to a whole nother level. But for us as players, there's a lot, man. And think about this. Minnesota, they have 2 straight games out of the country, I think in Ireland, and then I think they go to Germany or someplace like that. Think about what they have to go through. Now, we got to change our entire regiment for 2 weeks, and we're staying in a hotel.
Right.
You know what I mean? Guys, we're creatures of habits. When we play home, when we play here in the States, got the massage therapist on Thursday, you got the IV specialist on Friday. You know, you go through your regiment, home or away, but when you're playing overseas, things got to change a little bit. You can try to have those same accommodations, but they're a bit pricey. So that's why I'm against it, because I'm looking at it from 2 sides, the money side, the business side, and then the player side. For players, I'm definitely against it. And if you were to ask players this question, most would say, nah, I don't want to play out of the country.
I think we've seen a lot of sports build off of Olympics, right? I think the MLS came right after the World Cup. I know it wasn't Olympics. But we've seen some leagues kind of develop after Olympics. And obviously, next Olympics, we're going to have flag football. When you combine, hopefully, a world push from flag football along with the international games, I mean, how much bigger do you think the NFL really can get over the course of time? And then, in addition to that, how many more continents are we looking at? Because you've only got Brazil and Mexico, but there's a lot more in South America. We haven't openly really discussed Australia and the African continent. Asia has hosted some preseason games before, stuff like that. It's a lot of Europe, but I feel like there's more to just Europe for where the NFL's headed.
Just me, just thinking outside the box, I believe Roger Goodell's game plan internationally is to be right there next to soccer.
Mm.
In my opinion, with how fast we've seen the growth.
Sure.
With the slate of international games. And to your next question, Abe, about the continents, yeah, we got outside of America two, right? I could easily see another two, three. Because if we have in double-digit games potentially in the next 5 to 6 years, think about how many other continents that you can touch that you're not touching right now, because you would have to do so.
You'd have to.
You would have to. We have, seven this year, right? And we tapped into Brazil a year ago. We're going to go right back to Brazil. We also, we're in Europe at the Real Madrid Stadium, which has never been done before. That's a new venue. So they're already kind of starting to migrate, but I think that's the game plan. But I think another two or three continents to definitely be in play in the next 4 or 5 years. And if that was to happen, it's almost like you're trying to get in that same neighborhood. You're not quite there with football, with soccer.
Right.
But you're not far off. But I can tell you this much, in the next 4 or 5 years, I think the NFL will pass the NBA in terms of the global recognition. I think so. Because you look at the game plan. We just watched the draft. Day two of the draft, which was Friday, they were announcing teams from different countries.
They were.
They had people in different areas in different countries announcing. And look at the people that were there. Just for that 2 minute of on-air time. So the game plan is in place. It's just a matter of time before
the fandom is there. Here's the thing, though, as we talk to Brian McFadden, and then I want to talk about the case, the DB showcase again before you get out of here. The NBA has been able to globalize the game, and now we have international stars. We were just talking about this. SGA wins the MVP. The last six MVPs.
International players.
International players.
Yeah.
The last six MVPs of the National Football League.
That ain't happening.
That's not happening.
Yeah, that ain't.
And until we get there, B, that's when we've seen the impact of the international games. Because here's what I'm telling you. Where is that star coming from Spain? Where is that star from England or Ireland that comes
We've seen the rugby guys try.
But come to the NFL.
Special teamers at best, and then, you know.
But are star players in the NFL at the elite positions?
It's All-American.
Kickers American and punters. Born.
Yeah, and there are a few players from different countries. Now, if you watch the NFL games now, you watch the back of helmets, you see different countries, the flags.
Sure.
So there are a lot of players from different countries that you're not aware of. But in terms of seeing that star, we're a long ways from that because
the development.
The development and just the want to. I think the fans in different countries, they just want to be a part of a game where it's different than what they usually watch in basketball and soccer.
Yeah, yeah.
Think about when you go watch the Falcons play and you actually got good seats. You've seen big men move fast. You don't really – the TV doesn't do it justice about how fast the game is moving and the collisions that we see. Those fans are fired up about that. Oh, man, they can care less who's playing.
Yeah,
they want to go see men run into people, and it's different than the rugby game. It's not – of course, anything you're doing with collision with no pads, that's physical. But the way we attack each other is like gladiators. And you're having guys who 6'5", 6'6", 290, moving like little people, and they have no regard for their bodies. That's why fans are selling out. Think about when you watch these international games. There's not a seat available.
Yeah, it's incredible. I'm curious to see where it goes, but that's – I've always said to me, once we get to that point where it's like the star quarterback for the Denver Broncos is from – pick your country.
It could happen, but
right. And we've got multiple guys like that in the league. That's when this game is crossed over internationally and it's taken to a different
place.
Let
me ask you guys a question. I know you talked about real quick something that I think has not really been discussed. Why is it that the NBA has been dominated in terms of from international players? When you look at 7 straight years, the MVP has been
the growth
international
of,
player,
well, the growth of the player. Game. And the development of the game overseas. See, I don't think people realize this, and I've talked to a lot of guys who play overseas. I got friends that they spent their entire careers overseas. They made a lot of money over there. People don't think they make money. And then the leagues are competitive as hell. On top of that, take Luka. Luka was playing professional basketball at 14 years old. He's playing with full-grown men. He gets to the NBA at 18. He's ready. Like, you've played 4 years of professional basketball overseas, which prepared him to get to the league. And I think a lot of people take these overseas leagues, Israel, Spain. Mm-hmm. I mean, pick your league, guys. Italy. There's some serious hoops going on over there. And I think from that standpoint, as these guys come up,
they are more prepared now than they were. Like, you remember European guys used to come over to the league?
It's soft.
And they were, yes, we would criticize
them. Yeah,
we did. Right?
They're too soft. Yep.
Tony Kukoc came over. We said, he's the Michael Jordan of Europe. And we were like, whatever. Yeah.
And you remember what Jordan did when he got to Chicago. They kept hearing about he's the next great one. They went at him.
So that's what I think the difference is that development part of it. All right, real quick before we get out of here, B, DB Showcase, once again.
Yes, sir.
June 6th through the 8th at Milton High School. A variety of professionals will be there. 3 days, guys, is what they're trying to do, Friday, Saturday. And you mentioned this again. I think this is the most important and cool part about this for parents and for kids.
Yes.
Up and coming, rising 9th, 10th. 11th graders, guys,
yes,
playing DB, whatever position it is, and the idea of understanding what's going on in today's atmosphere.
No question. Like I said, if we're able to get enough participants that Friday, want to do like a symposium-like session and just inform, educate parents and questions to ask these coaches when they're talking to you on the phone or via in person, you know, what to ask in terms of the recruiting process, in terms of NIL opportunities, you know, ways to set up your money, you know, things that you can create to help your son be at his best. Because when he gets these NIL opportunities, listeners, he's a business. He's a business now. And if you're able to get these NIL opportunities in high school, create that mindset now. Create an LLC. Find ways to, you know, to create more of a business portfolio for this young prospect.
Sure.
As he gets older, he understands how to set up his bank accounts, you know, different financial portfolios to be involved, tax opportunities, things like that. And then on Saturday, it's all about getting better. Put your cleats on. The coaches, we're going to be out there, you know, just sharing so much the knowledge that we've been able to be privy to throughout our career to help these kids become better defensive backs. Because defensive backs are very, very important. You know that.
Oh, big.
You can't have enough good corners.
We just drafted two.
Yes.
I mean,
two safeties.
Two safeties.
You got to have guys that got good feet, good hips, ball skills, and they're willing to run into a fan at any given time.
Yeah, man. B, appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
Brian McFadden. I'm going to put that out there as well. I will tag Brian. Brian, so you can DM him if you need more information, guys. Have a great Memorial Day weekend,
yes,
brother.
Sir.
We'll talk to you next Friday.
Always.
All right, guys, we're coming back. Plenty more to get to here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Ronald Acuna returns tonight.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share, and that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.